This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers know a good deal when we see one. We watch every penny and stretch every dollar as far as it can go. We fix up our tractors and repair our old pickup trucks year after year, hoping to get yet another season out of them. At the same time, we always have our eye on the latest technology and tools that will make our farms and ranches more productive and more efficient. I don't know a farmer or rancher who would pass up a good deal that could make their businesses better. The same is true when it comes to trade deals. When NAFTA was signed more than 25 years ago, it was the best trade deal U.S. agriculture had ever seen. But now there's a new deal on offer, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. We have a chance to trade in a great agreement for an even better one. Since NAFTA went into effect in 1994, U.S. ag exports to Canada and Mexico have more than quadrupled, making these our number one and number two markets, respectively. In 2018 alone, we exported $20.7 billion in ag products to Canada and $19 billion to Mexico. These markets have only grown in value for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Over the last decade, ag exports have increased 27% to Canada and 23% to Mexico. But as good as NAFTA has been, it's time for an upgrade. It's time for Congress to approve USMCA. Without USMCA, our most critical markets hang in the balance. Both Canada and Mexico have already signed another deal that does not include the United States. The Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership replaces the TPP agreement that the U.S. agreed to but then backed out of in 2017. The CPTPP gives Canada and Mexico preferential trade terms with nine other countries and gives those countries better access to Canada's and Mexico's markets, all while the ongoing trade war hangs overhead with tariffs hurting U.S. agricultural exports. Just this week, Japan is following through on its promises under the CPTPP and reducing its tariffs and raising its quotas for ag products from CPTPP partners. This is all the more reason why we must bring the USMCA across the finish line and secure our valuable trade partnership with our nearest neighbors. The USMCA is also important in setting the stage for other modern trade agreements for U.S. agriculture. NAFTA needed to be modernized, and the USMCA has bells and whistles that we don't have under our existing trade agreements. Let's look under the hood. For the U.S., it's the first trade agreement to deal with approval of and trade in products of biotechnology. This groundwork will be critical in agreements we pursue with other countries, especially in the EU, the UK, and Japan. The new agreement broadens access for U.S. dairy and finally brings an end to Canada's unfair Class 7 pricing scheme. These wins we didn't see even under TPP. Finally, USMCA will bring greater access for poultry, improve wheat grading standards, and make much-needed improvements to animal and plant health protection standards. Finally, ratifying the USMCA will show our top trading partners and other countries that the United States and the trade negotiators who represent us mean business. It would prove that our word and handshake can be trusted when we strike a deal. Right now, it's important for each of us to call on our lawmakers in Washington and tell them how important the USMCA is to agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are resilient, but our businesses, not to mention the jobs and rural communities that depend on us, cannot survive without our top markets. Let's get this deal done so we can move forward with opening and expanding more markets around the globe. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service recently published its county yield estimates, which include county average crop yields per harvested acre for corn and soybeans. During 2018, the U.S. average corn yield was 176.4 bushels per acre, down slightly from the prior year. At the county level, corn yields range from less than 100 bushels per acre in portions of the southeast and the western corn belt to greater than 200 bushels per acre across many portions of the corn belt. During 2018, The U.S. average soybean yield was 51.6 bushels per acre, the second highest of all time, and up nearly 5% from the prior year. At the county level, soybean yields range from less than 40 bushels per acre in portions of the southeast and upper Midwest to greater than 60 bushels per acre from Nebraska through the Corn Belt and into western Ohio. At the end of March, the Agriculture Department released the much-anticipated Prospective Plantings Report revealing farmers' intentions for planted acreage for principal crops in 2019. Based on responses to a survey conducted during the first 2 weeks of March, the report provides the first glimpse into how farmers are likely to allocate corn and soybean acreage following retaliatory tariffs placed on U.S. agriculture beginning in 2018. At USDA's February 2019 Agricultural Outlook Forum, the department estimated farmers would plant 92 million acres of corn and 85 million acres of soybeans in 2019. Pre-report survey estimates put corn between 89.5 million and 92.7 million acres and soybeans between 84.3 million and 88 million acres. The average of the analysts' estimates was 91.3 million acres of corn and 86.2 million acres of soybeans. The prospective planting survey results revealed farmers are planning to plant 92.8 million acres of corn and 84.6 million acres of soybeans. For corn, USDA's acreage estimate was above prior year levels, above USDA's February projections, and above the average trade estimate. For soybeans, USDA's estimate was below prior year levels, below USDA's February forecast, and below the average trade estimate. The Agriculture Department's most recent Federal Grain Inspection Service report revealed soybean export inspections passed the 1 billion bushels mark to reach 1.1 billion bushels, down 31% from this time last year. While soybean export inspections remain down from prior year levels, corn export inspections total 1.1 billion bushels and are up 205 million bushels, or 22% from prior year levels. Corn export inspections are at 1.1 billion bushels, according to USDA, representing a 22% increase from this time last year. In less than 2 weeks, the docket for the new Clean Water Rule will close. Through its Clean Water Clear Rules campaign, Farm Bureau is urging farmers and ranchers to tell the administration how much they value clean water and clear rules. It's fast and easy to submit a comment online at www.fb.org/cleanwater. The most helpful responses will explain how you keep water clean for your family, farm, and neighbors. Comments are due April 15th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.